News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I am Patikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. A team of nearly a dozen Delhi Police Crime Branch sleuths stationed at Jawaharlal Nehru University has started a probe into the January 5 campus violence, according to a senior crime branch official. Akshat Awasthi and Rohit Shah, ABVP members whose faces emerged during a TV channel sting, refused to join the investigation, police said, hoping they would join the probe today. The official said the police called up a masked woman, identified as Komal Sharma, but her phone was found to be switched off. A notice has been sent to her to join the investigation. She is a student of Delhi University's Daulat Ram College, said the official. The police have so far issued notices to 9 accused, asking them to join the investigation into the JNU violence. 7 out of the 9 suspects are from left organizations. Out of the 7, 3, JNUSU President Oishi Ghosh, Bhaskar Vijay and Pankaj, joined the investigation on Monday. Oishi Ghosh was questioned separately, a senior police officer said, adding one of the questions the police asked her was who had hit her and whether she could identify the suspect. She was also asked how many stitches she received for her head injury. Ghosh had told a channel that she was hit by an iron rod and that she received 10 stitches on the upper part of her forehead. The other suspects, Bhaskar Vijay and Pankaj, were questioned together by a special investigation team. The police are trying to coalesce all the information to form a sequence of violence that rocked the university on January 5. The police have decided to send a legal notice to 37 more people, part of WhatsApp groups involved in the violence. The Delhi High Court on Monday agreed to hear today a PIL seeking to open the Kalindi Kunj Shaheen Bagh stretch, which has been closed since December 15 due to ongoing protests against the Citizenship Amendment Act. The plea was mentioned before a bench of Chief Justice D.N. Patel and Justice C. Harishankar, which listed it for hearing today. The road closure is causing huge inconvenience and hardship to lakhs of commuters every day, and they are compelled to take different routes for the last 1 month, it said. The petition filed by advocate and social activist Amit Sahani sought direction to the Delhi Police Commissioner to withdraw the closure of the Kalindi Kunj Shaheen Bagh stretch and Okhla Underpass, which were closed on December 15, 2019, for ongoing protests against CAA and National Register of Citizens. It was a temporary measure but has been extended from time to time. The Kalindi Kunj stretch is quite crucial as it connects Delhi, Faridabad and Noida, and commuters who use these roads are forced to take alternative routes, Delhi-Noida, Delhi Expressway and Ashram, which is causing hours of traffic jams and wastage of time and fuel, it said. The police said children who take that route are compelled to leave home 2 hours prior to school timing. It claimed that the authorities have failed to take appropriate action to give relief to the residents of the locality and lakhs of commuters of Delhi, UP and Haryana. Sahani said he has given representation to the authorities on January 3, but no action has been taken till date. Besides Delhi police, the plea has made the centre and the Delhi government as parties, seeking from them requisite assistance to the police in addressing the issue. Due to the heavy traffic on the alternative routes, it takes 15 to 20 minutes for people to cross just one traffic signal at Ashram, it said. Citing several news reports, it said that on an average, Ashram Chowk is used by around 30,000 vehicles every day. With the Kalindi Kunj road closure, an additional 1 lakh vehicles are flowing through the intersection. The High Court on January 10 had refused to entertain another plea seeking directions for removal of demonstrators protesting the CAA at Shaheen Bagh here in order to clear road blockages that are causing traffic congestions at the DND route. In December 2019, a plea was filed in the High Court by Advocate Bajrang Vats seeking to remove physically challenged protesters from the periphery of Mandi House and direction to open roads affected by the demonstrations for general traffic. The court had directed that the petition be treated as representation by the authorities and to be decided in accordance with law, keeping in mind the permissions given by the police to the protesters, effect on the traffic, and inconvenience caused to the public at large. Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif will arrive in New Delhi today on a 3-day visit to India in the midst of spiraling tensions between Iran and the US. On Wednesday, Zarif will meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi besides delivering a lecture at the Raisina Dialogue, the External Affairs Ministry's flagship annual conference. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will hold talks with Zarif on Thursday morning over breakfast, according to the ministry. In the meeting, both ministers are expected to deliberate on fast escalating tensions between Iran and the US over killing of a top Iranian military commander by the US in a drone attack. On Thursday afternoon, Zarif will travel to Mumbai, where he will interact with a group of business leaders. He will conclude his India visit on Friday, according to the MEA. The visit by the Iranian foreign minister assumes significance as it is taking place when the global focus has been on Iran and the US over the confrontation following the killing of Major General Soleimani. India has been maintaining that it would like the situation to de-escalate as soon as possible, and the country has been in touch with key players, including Iran, United Arab Emirates, Oman and Qatar, as it has important interests in the region. Major General Soleimani, the head of Iran's elite Al-Quds force, was killed when a US drone fired missiles on his convoy in Iraq on January 3. Last week, Iran launched over a dozen ballistic missiles, targeting at least two bases where US military and coalition forces are stationed in Iraq. Soleimani's killing was the most dramatic escalation yet in spiraling tensions between Iran and the US. India's annual retail inflation has accelerated to its highest level in more than 5 years, increasing the likelihood of an extended pause in the central bank's rate-cutting cycle. The pickup to 7.35% in December, mainly driven by rising food prices, adds to the challenges faced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is trying to revive slowing economic growth. The rate was above the 5.54% posted in November and higher than the 6.20% forecast in a Reuters poll of economists, remaining above the Reserve Bank of India's medium target of 4% for the third straight month, the data released by the Ministry of Statistics on Monday showed. Retail inflation touched 7.39% in July 2014, according to Refinitiv data. The RBI kept its policy rate on hold last month after cutting it by 135 basis points since February 2019, citing inflationary pressures. GDP is forecast by the government to grow at an 11-year low of 5% in the 2019-20 fiscal year ending in March. Economists say that rising headline and food inflation would soon feed into core inflation, stripping out food and fuel prices, which has remained much lower. Five economists polled by Reuters after the release of inflation data estimated core inflation in the range of 3.7% to 4.2% in December, compared with 3.4% to 3.6% in the previous month. The government does not publish core inflation figures. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the annual budget for 2020-21 on February 1 and is widely expected to increase spending on infrastructure and cut taxes, which some economists fear could further stoke inflation. Retail food prices, which make up nearly half of India's inflation basket, increased 14.12% in December from a year earlier against 10.01% in November. Some vegetable prices, including prices of onions that are a staple in Indian cooking, have increased more than fourfold since June. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.